Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is Rust Conundrum that I know we're going to get into here. We'll get more into the actual ALDS in a little bit there. But yeah, I mean, I don't, part of me not having a feel for this series to this point, one part is the Tigers are the hottest team in baseball. It doesn't matter. They beat a bunch of crappy teams like the Rockies, the A's, the White Sox as a huge part of their success. They also swept the Astros, who had all the playoff experience in the world. So part of it's that. And then the other part of it is, well, are you going to come out and is it going to take you three innings to get your offense going? Because we know how this team plays when they play from behind.
Yeah, I mean, obviously Brett's right. Like, it's all just a matter of perspective. You know, if a team plays really well after a layoff, then we'll just be like, oh, it doesn't matter. I don't know. I just think it's interesting that, like, you can go back and find the numbers. And I this was after last year. In the one-game wildcard era, higher seeds went 17-19 after having a shorter amount of time off. In the three-game wildcard era, which is just the 2 years, obviously, so small sample size, higher seeds went 3-5. So I do think that there's something to the idea. I mean, I just think this sport is so much about the routine of your day-to-day and staying in sync with what you do, the habits that you have on a game day or as you're building up to that. I think there is something to that, which is why I worry about, like, how do you create that when you have a week off? I know they do simulated games and all these different things, and maybe that's something that if the Guardians come out here and they play really well tomorrow and they get a win, another notch in the belt for Stephen Vogt in terms of how he's prepared this team this year, and that's something that we can talk about. But that is my biggest worry going into this one.
So it is a football Friday. It is an FL Friday, so we do have more football on the way, getting you ready for Browns Commanders. Jason Pinkston joining us in just about 15 minutes here on the show. He joins us every single Friday. And, of course, we've got plenty more to get to on the Guardians and Tigers ALDS. But the news that, again, I don't think it was a surprise that it happened. I think the two surprises that Terry Francona, unretired or un-whatevered, because that's become a huge debate. but the two surprises for me were, one, that he did so soon, meaning literally a year after stepping away, and then two, that he went to another small market team instead of waiting for maybe an easier path to potential World Series, that third World Series ring.
Does this mean he's out of the running for throwing out the first pitch in game one of the World Series?
I will go ahead and say I don't think it's going to happen now. Yeah. And maybe that's actually why I did it. Maybe it's like, you know, well, I was going to stick around and maybe not take a job this offseason, but if they want me to throw out the first pitch, I'll just go manage somewhere else.
He doesn't want to be reduced to just throwing out first pitches. He wants to be in the dugout.
Guys, I'm 65, not 105.
No, listen, like, it's funny. I think there are certain places where if he had gone there, I think the Yankees is a notable one. I know that kind of came up this week. People who are like, well, if the Yankees lose in the playoffs and they actually fire Aaron Boone and go through with it this time, would they hire Terry Francona? I think though, like, that's the type of job or that's the type of opportunity where I think you look and you're like, he gets labeled as like a traitor almost in a way.
But I don't think he cares.
No, I don't think he cares. But I'm saying, like, I think, like, that, like, Cleveland people would be feeling that way about it. I don't think they feel that way about the Reds. I know there's the whole, like, Cincinnati's in. There was the whole Photoshop of the team wearing the Cincinnati's in Kentucky T-shirts for their celebration that they put out after they beat them at the end of the season. And so, like, we have fun with that at the expense of them. And there's the Ohio Cup and all that. And so they're kind of considered like a rival. But they don't feel like a rival in the natural sense because you play them every year, but it's just like, okay, they're in the NL. You know what I mean?
I actually think this adds some spice to that, by the way. I do.
That's fair. I'll say this. I think what adds spice to it is the fact that they're sort of considered like a rival to you on the other conference, or the other league, rather. But it's the fact that, like you said, similar market, you know, limited resources in terms of what they can do. They have the same philosophy in terms of let's get guys in here, prolong their arbitration years, and, you know, make sure we don't get them service time. So manipulate that a little bit so that we can keep them longer, like they're doing with Ellie De La Cruz, like all these different guys. They have a similar philosophy. We know that they're, I mean, their owners talked about, like, what are Reds fans going to do? Just leave, like, similar to the enjoy him while he's here quote, right? Like, so many similarities. And now Tito goes to an organization like that, and it almost becomes this rivalry of, like, I think it does add some spice to rivalry and, like, okay, you're going to let them now, like, pass you in that philosophy and thinking because they have the guy that saw how you guys did it.
It's almost a damn shame because I do think once MLB expansion comes down the pike, I do think there's a really decent chance that the Reds, Pirates, and Tigers are your divisional foes. I think they'll go to 8 divisions of 4 teams, and I think you're going to see radical realignment.
Think it's going to be like they're going to change leagues and stuff too?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And I'm not the only, like, I've just heard plenty of people say
I've
that.
I've seen some of the projected, like, ideas out there.
So,
yeah.
And also, I think it makes it easier to have rivalries. So I almost kind of wish this would happen on
that
timeline.
That would be fun, honestly. Well, if you had, like, Pittsburgh because the rivalry there with all the other sports.
Even Cincinnati.
Football more so. But, like, again, Cincy being in it would make some sense because then you have those natural barriers then between football and baseball. Unfortunately, our good friend Mitch Spinell is going to have to find another team again because he can't. Apparently he's cheering for the Pirates now.
He'll
too.
Be fine. Wait another 3 months. He'll find another team. Don't worry.
But
real quick on this, like, I do think when it comes to this, I think I want to say that I was the only guy on air saying it in real time when he decided to step away last year that I thought this
presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Because at the time I was like, guys, this is a little weird. Like, the way it was handled, the timing of the announcement, which came, like, right after Antonetti and Chernoff had to fly down to Houston.
Yeah, it was, like, early August, yeah.
And so, like, I never bought – listen, health is real.
It wasn't even really an announcement. It was more like he was, like, at a press conference. He was like, yeah, you know, when this season's over and I'm hanging it up, it's like, oh. Like,
I ain't going to be here.
He was like, I'm not going to be here. Yeah, exactly.
Hey, next season, I don't know because I ain't going to be here. So what is interesting is I do think – one, I hope for Tito that he waited long enough for his health, just selfishly.
Yeah, that's my biggest concern.
Baseball is better when Terry Francona's in it, whether he's with Cleveland, Cincinnati. As Brett Boone pointed out, he's one of the last of the old guard, just like Bochy. So there's that point. I hope he waited long enough that at this season or two seasons from now, he doesn't have to do the other step away, which he's had to do twice in the last, you know, 3 seasons he was the Guardians manager. The other half of this is, I'll be honest with you, guys, I don't think it was just Tito stepping away, retiring, whatever vernacular you want to use. I think there was a lot of tension. Whether they'll ever cop to this or not, I think there was a lot of tension at the end. I think whether it was Tito being set in his ways, whether it was Tito frustrated with the market restrictions, and specifically, like this has always been a tight place money-wise for players. Since the pandemic, it has been, I mean, we're talking about pinching pennies. You had to trade Cal Quantrill so you could trade for Scott Barlow. So I just think, I know it was, it's for health. I always felt like, even if that is true, the number one reason, I think there were a lot of logical reasons that the two parties had said, you know what, Tito's still relatively young enough. If he gets healthy, he'll have another crack at the apple somewhere else, and maybe it's time for a fresh voice with the Cleveland Guardians.
Well, who knows, given, like we laid out, the of his announcement that he wasn't coming back, maybe the thing that was like the straw that broke the camel's back was the sort of selling at the deadline and sort of throwing the towel in the season, and maybe he didn't, that rubbed him the wrong way. It wouldn't be surprising if Tito left not on the best of terms, or stepped down not on the best of terms. He clearly was still okay with the organization because he stuck around. He helped with the process of Stephen Vogt hiring and all that. But maybe that was sort of the thing because, I mean, the same thing happened in Boston when he left. There was a lot of frustrations over, like, they wanted the team to win sexier and play certain lineups and put certain guys out there. And he was like, guys, like, I'm the manager. Like, I'm putting the best team that I think is going to win me games. Mm-hmm. And you're trying to now interfere with that too much. So it wouldn't be all that surprising. But, yeah, I the biggest fear I have for him, and as somebody who loves Tito because obviously he managed my favorite team and then the team that I have a soft spot for here in Cleveland with the Guardians, like, to see him here in that element and sort of be able to follow his whole career that way, I love Tito. And I do worry about the health thing because some of those problems he had, it was like, and maybe it was just a product of he didn't have time to let it heal and take his time because 162 game season, you're on the road doing all this thing for more than half the year because the season's so long. But I do worry about like the health part of that because if he's already had those issues, I don't know how they just like automatically fix themselves unless a year away was the magic elixer and now he's good. But
another thought I had about this.
What?
How lucky the Guardians are that they had this season happening. And that they're in the postseason when Tito decided to take another job.
Like if you're saying if they had a bad year.
Well, no, if they had the season predicted. If this was a 73-win team and
Tito goes to.
And Tito.
Yeah, that's true. People like, would be up in
the
arms.
The season ends and like 3 days later, Tito goes there and we still had questions about Stephen Vogt. Yeah, I think this would be completely received differently. I think in a way the Guardians got bailed out with Stephen Vogt being as great as he is in this season being going the way it has.
Maybe that's actually the thing that's restricting it from being like a he's a traitor or a Benedict Arnold conversation. It wasn't so much going to the Yankees or something like that. It was the fact that that the Guardians had a good season and people love Stephen Vogt right now. And to be clear, like we've talked about it, I don't know that Tito gets this team to where they are. I think Stephen Vogt was the perfect person to bring in for this group right now and lead them where they have. But yeah, you're right. It would be received differently if the season had gone completely the opposite direction.
Yeah, I think it's so funny, man. Like, I didn't know the Guardians needed a breath of fresh air in watching them. And I'll be honest, Tito was all of our whoopee. Like, he gave us a sense of security and a sense of trust that there was a patience. I'll also say, though, the thing that Vogt did, the most important thing, is not just winning. I think his change of philosophy lit up Clevelanders. Because I think whereas Tito has been very much a, you know, hey, man, we're going to take our time here. If we're struggling, it's just a matter of time. We're going to be patient. And I think that's a valid way to manage. That conservatism is valid. But the downside is you lull everybody to sleep. And so I think the greatest benefit to Cleveland baseball, and I do think it mattered to wins and losses this year, is just no. Game one, that's game one of one. We need to win this game. And then when you move to tomorrow, cool, we won yesterday. I don't give a damn about that. We need to win today. Did we lose yesterday? Don't care. And so I do think that mentality, that is something that it's not a disrespect to Tito, but I think in a small market where you're already fighting for so many resources, so much attention, I think Stephen Vogt being the guy that's like, we're going to treat every game like the playoffs, I think is a huge reason not just why they won, but why fans showed up to the degree they did. Jason Pinkston, former Browns offensive lineman. We'll talk about the importance of this game. Got to ask him about that reverse jinx from last week. Next on 92.3 The Fan.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.